Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. As you're all aware, we've already learned three quarters of the Blat, Baruch Hashem. We're up to Lamed Aleph Omid Beis, the middle of the Omid, where it says Rav Ashi Omar, in 15 minutes, Be'erach Mizam Fetik. Rav Ashi Omar. Now what is Rav Ashi going on? He's going back on the Braisa that we learned yesterday. What did it say in the Braisa yesterday? You had a person who was stealing something. Can you imagine? Never. What a bad fellow. Bad fellow. And not only was he stealing, he was stealing on Shabbos. Can you imagine Shabbos? Nebuch. So what did it say in the Braisa? Hagoinif kis b'Shabbos. A person stole a wallet on Shabbos. Chayiv. He's chayiv not only on the Isser Shabbos. You don't say come with the Rabbinay, but he's also chayiv on the Isser Gneva. What's the reason why? It's in the Braisa. Shekvar nischayiv b'Gneva, koidim shiyovel li de Isser Skila. Normally you go and pick up the kiss from wherever it is. It's in somebody's pocket, it's in somebody's drawer, it's in the closet. He picked it up and he took it. Once he picked it up, he was koine bekinyin hagbo'ah. And then what happens after that? Only later on when he's moitzim reshus l'reshush, Shus, then he's chayiv on the Isser of Shabbos. So therefore he's chayiv on both. It's not a be'idna, he's chayiv on both. Now the Braisa continues. What happened to you? Megarer v'yoytze, instead of picking it up. I'm quoting the Braisa on the Omud Aleph. He's dragging it, thank you. He's schlepping it from one Rishus. He never picked it up. The kiss was on the floor, and all he did was schlep it from one Rishus to another Rishus. Then he's potter. Why is he potter? Shari Isser Shabbos Ugneva Boinki Echad. Because Isser of Shabbos, he's moitzim Rishus Rishus. Ugneva, that he is stealing, Boinki Echad, it happens at the same time. Meaning, since he never picked it up, he was not koine it in Rishus HaBalim. When was he koine it? When he took it out of the Rishus HaBalim. No, at that time, that was the time when he was over on his Shabbos. The two came together, come in the Ramenei, and he is potter. That's what it learned in the Braisa. Now, we asked yesterday, I don't understand the case of the Sefer, where he's dragging it from his Rishus to the other Rishus. And the Gemara asked, remember, what does the Braisa say? Clearly, what does the Braisa say? That because of the fact that the two are happening simultaneously, number one, he's schlepping it mirishus hayochid into the other rishus. Now he's going to be over the Isser of Shabbos. At the same time, because he wasn't magbia it, he schlepped it from one rishus to the other rishus. Now he's kind of the king in Gneva. They both happen at the same time. Kamen Ramine is only chayiv on the Isser of Shabbos. He's not chayiv on the Gneva. That's what it says in the Braisa. Freit the Gemara in Manavshach. What was the second? We know what the first Rishus was. The first Rishus was a Rishus Yachid, where he took the kiss. That's for sure. What was the second Rishus? Was he Moitzi Rishus HaYachid L'Rishus HaRabim? Says the Gemara, Shabbos Ika Ugneva Leka. Because he cannot make a Kenyan in Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaRabim is a public thoroughfare. It's not a private Rishus. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to everybody. So therefore, he has the Isser of Shabbos, but not the Isser of Gneva, or the Kenyan of Gneva. Elamai, you're going to tell me, no. He took it from a Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. They had adjoining apartments, for instance, adjoining houses. So he never slept in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYochid, he's not going to be over the Isser of Shabbos, but he's going to be over the Isser of Gneva. It's a Chavaita, I don't have both together, I only have one of the two. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara answered yesterday, it goes according to Rabbi Lezer, that holds Tzidah Rishus HaRabim Ki Rishus HaRabim Dami. It was such as a shtickle no man's land, Nishtahin Nishtaher, Oder Azoy, that what? It wasn't Rishus HaRabim, it wasn't Rishus HaYachin, it was Tzidah Rishus HaRabim. How does that help me? The Gemara says, Tzidah Rishus HaRabim Lekabi Inyin Shabbos, as in Rishus HaRabim. But because it's a shtickle semi-private rishus, it's not really a public thoroughfare, therefore it has a status like a simta, said Rashi, like a private alley, and you can make a kinyan there after all. So therefore, that's the case. That was the teretz of yesterday. New teretz of Ashi Omer.
Why didn't we say how you could be Makbi and Rishus HaRabim?
Kinyan Agbar, apparently, well, we're not talking about that he was Magbiat. He could have been Magbiat or Ishus Balam. He was schlepping it.
Over the threshold.
Good. As soon as it goes over the threshold, boom, he's over on the Isser of Shabbos, Rishus. And the Gemara assumes that also this Din of Geneva happens at the same moment. He wasn't Magbiat, he was still schlepping. He could have, but the Bryce said Megarbi Yoitz Megarbi Yoitz. As he was leaving, he was still being Megar. He didn't pick it up. Later on, he's going to pick it up. He can't live on the floor forever. Eventually, they have to put it in his pocket. Good. Anyway, so that was yesterday. Teretz Tzidu Rishus Rabbi. Brand new Teretz. Rav Ashi Yamar going to Tzidu Fiyodu Lamata Mishloisha V'Kibloi. As he was being, Baruch Hashem, most of us have two hands. So as he's schlepping it with one hand, he's going over the threshold. He schleps this kiss from one hand that he's schlepping, and he inserts it in hand number two, in the second hand. Give the guy a hand. So now the question is, what does that accomplish? Says the Gemara, it accomplishes something tremendous. The kibbutz, he's going to see if you're the mishloish of the kibbutz. He didn't pick it up yet, because otherwise if he picked it up, we'd have Brother Shai's issue. He's magbia. You know, he didn't pick it up. But he was makabel in the other hand on the ground. Kidarava, the Yomar Rava. Yodishal Odom Chashuva Loike Arboa Al Arboa. Rava says that the hand of a person is just like a separate Rishus Bifnayatsmoy Arboa. Oh, so it's as if he went and put it on a Mokum Choshuv. And not only says Rashi, a Mokum Choshuv Lagabi Hilchos Shabbos, it's a Mokum Choshuv also Lagabi Hilchos Geneva. So therefore, as he's taking it over the threshold from one Rishus to another Rishus and being over the Itzer of Shabbos, at the same moment he's also placing it into his hand, and even though that hand happens to be Rishus HaRabim, but that hand is so choshev, it's like an arbo al arbo, it's like his own private Rishus inside this large Rishus, like an oasis in the middle of the desert, his hands kabo abo in the middle of this Rishus HaRabim. So therefore he did in fact change it from Rishus to Rishus, from the Rishus HaYochid of Ployni into his Rishus, into his Arbo al Arbo, into his hand.
Why should be only by Shabbos that it should be like
I would agree with you. It should only be by Shabbos. Rashi says it applies both by Shabbos and the Gabi Geneva. And therefore, that's why it has the status of now being Koine in a new Rishus.
So mechanically, he dragged it over the threshold, took it from one hand.
As it's going over the threshold, his other hand is on the second side of the threshold, and it falls into his hand. So therefore, he's...
And it's above three, I assume.
No, it's even Lamata. It's more than Lamata. If it's above three, we don't even need to come on to some of this. It's by the fact that it's Hagbah. Yeah. It's on the floor. The Gemara says,
okay, so it's
Rishus,
and he's
Konin.
Okay.
He's schlepping it on the floor, over the threshold, he's into his second hand. Sweeping it into the second hand. You like sweeping
it? One hand is Konin from the other hand.
One hand's Konin from the other hand. One hand washes the other one. Here, it's Konin to the other one. Okay, very good. So it happens simultaneously as it goes over the threshold, it goes into the other hand, even though it's a Rishus HaRabim. However, his hand, Karbo Al Arbo, therefore he's Chayv. Rav Acha Masni Hochi. Rav Acha learned the Pshat the way we just learned the Pshat. In other words, this Shtikl Torah that he put in one hand to the other. However, Ravina Masni, Ravina says, I have a new Pshat. Lo Oilam Di Afkel Shusirab. The embassy took it out from Rishus Yochid into Rishus HaRab. What was the premise of your kasha? When it goes to Rishisaram, how can he be koina? Rishisaram nami koina. Rishisaram, you can also be koina. How can you be koina? Utravayu, says the Gemara, bidiyuka dehomasisa kamifligi. In other words, Ravin is now machadish, that what we said before is not correct. You can be koina even in Rishisaram. Utravayu bidiyuka dehomasisa kamifligi. And both of them argue, they find their makoir in the following Mishnah. What do we learn in the Mishnah? What happens if a person in the middle of the week stole somebody else's animal and he's schlepping that animal from one rishus to the other rishus? As he's schlepping it, the animal says, I am not interested in going over to this ganav's rishus. I don't like this ganav. And he goes in his mispal to the Bnei Shalom, take away my neshama. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the neshama Bahamas inside this zuntite, inside this animal. Now the question is, when did that occur? Did the neshama of this behema leave its body still b'shus ba'alim, or once it was already over the threshold outside? If the animal died Rishus Baalim, then he's potter. Because I never took it out of Rishus Baalim. It was there the whole time. And he's Moshe. He didn't pick it up. It's a big animal. He didn't pick it up. He was just schlepping it. No Kenyan Rishus Baalim. It died Rishus Baalim. Okay. It's not my problem. Sham Tvei Kvurasai. I go and say Shtikl Vidoy, and I leave out, and the person is potter.
A Shepshala.
If it'd be in the west side, it would probably be somebody's cat or somebody's dog. Most people don't have Shepshalach at home. So he wanted to schlep. Can you imagine? He wanted to go and steal somebody else's dog. I'm sorry?
Teshlumi Dalit.
If it's a Seh. And if it's a Shor, it's a 5. 4 and 5. Okay, anyway. So if Moishcha v'yoytzu meis birshus balim, he's potter. Higbioi. What happens if he wasn't Moishcha? He picked it up, birshus balim. Oi, shoytzi mishus balim. Or he took it out of the rishus balim into the next rishus. Mess, and it died post the Hagbah or post the Haitzah into the other Rishus, then he's Chayv. So he's dating the Mishnah. So now, Ravina Daik Mireisha, Rav Acha Midaik Misefer. Each one is going to be Medaik according to his Halacha. Ravina Daik Mireisha. Now, what did Ravina say? Ravina says that you can be Koina in Rishus Rab. You can be Koina a Kenyan Geneva, take it into your Rishus, even in Rishus Harab. Says Ravina, I'll bring your right from the Reisha. Says in the Reisha, you moishcha v'yoytze umas bishus balim. I didn't pick it up. I was just schlepping it. And I schlepped it all the way to the door. But that's where it didn't go further than the door. It was only bishus balim. And it died bishus balim. It's pot. So now Ravina's medaik. Tamad the mace bishus balim. That's dafka because it died in the rishus balim. Ha, hoitzim rishus balim. What happens if he had gone beyond the door, beyond the threshold, into rishus harabim? Umas is mashis chayiv. How can it be chayv? Sidach Rishus Harabim. I can't be koina in the Rishus Harabim. Izoch Araya, Zok Ravina. You can be koina in Rishus Harabim. That's Ravina's right. Chayr Gutarai from the Reish. Ravacha Daik Mi Sefer. Ravacha has a punk vaked, a diak from the Sefer.
This is where he's dragging it across.
Moishchay. Look at the Lashon. How you moishchay v'yoytze. He just dragged, he didn't pick it up. Since he just dragged it, if he dragged it and he still remained Bishus Balam, he didn't get it out yet.
Potter.
Once he goes over the threshold, outside, into the Rishus Harabim, he's Chayv. Why is it Chayv? It doesn't belong to me. Rishus Harabim. No, it says Ravina, you can be Koina Kinyin Rishus Harabim. Brother Shai, is good?
Yeah.
Very good. Rav Acha Daik Misef. Rav Acha, remember, says, no, you cannot be Koina Normi Bishus Harabim. Only if he puts it in one hand to the other hand. Aha. Uh-huh. So let's give us a hand. Let's understand the Raya of Rav Acha. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is very simple. If it's said of schlepping, he picked it up. Or he actually removed it from Rishus Baalim umeis and it died chayv. Now on the surface, this lechoira is a further raya to Ravina that you can be koina b'shus harab. Because it says, hoitzioi, mishus balm, if you took it out, meaning now it's beyond the door, it's beyond the threshold, umas, and it died, it's chayv. It's chayv, abbefeli shirai, that you can be koina, rishus, haram. However, Rav Acha doesn't learn that way. Rav Acha says you cannot. It's gotta be that you put one hand to the other. So how does Rav Acha mean medayik mesefer? Because it says, higbioi, oishi hoitzioi. Why does the Mishnah take these two cases together? I'll tell you why. As Ashtikos Smichus, Hoitzo'a, Dumya de Hagbah. The Hoitzo'a has got to be just like the Hagbah. What does that mean? Mahagbah, the Osvid Rishusay. Just like by Hagbah, it's got to come into his Rishus, meaning by picking it up, he brings it into the Rishus, he's coined it. After Hoitzo'a, Nami, the Osvid Rishusay. When he's doing that, so it's also got to come into his Rishus. And therefore, if it's Rishus Harabim, no good. So the only way that you'd be Koina, like in our case of the Megar V'yoytze, if you transfer it from one hand to the other hand. Okay, so each one brings a raya like he learned. So Freikti Morietz, the Ravacha Kasha Reisha, Ravacha that brings a raya from the Sefer, so San Shver from the Reisha, and according to Ravina who brings a raya from the Reisha, is Kasha Sefer. Reisha Ravacha Loi Kasha. Remember, what does Ravacha say? Ravacha says that a person can be koine only through transferring it from one hand to the other hand. You cannot make a kinyan mishus harabim unless you put it into your own hand, because your own hand has the status of arbo al arbo, like 4x4 tvach. So Frank says, Gemara, Reisha Larvacha, loy kasha. What did it say in the Reisha? That if he's moishechit uviyoytze meis mishus baalim, it's pot. It's a chmashet, if you go beyond the threshold, you'd be chai mishus harabim. Says the Gemara, commonly also, the Rishus say, Rishus Balim Karinabe. Says Rav Acha, the Lashon of Rishus Balim is not to be understood literally when he's still inside the other person's house, even after you've taken it out of the house. And now you're Rishus Harabim, it's still called Rishus Balim. Why Rishus Balim? Until it reaches my Rishus. When I go into my house, my corral, my barn, wherever I'm going to place this animal, still called Rishus Balim. So therefore, according to the way Rav Acha is learning Pshat in this Mishnah, even if the animal died in the street after I took it out of the house, it's still Rishus Balam until it comes into my Rishus. That's how Rav Acha fences. Say for Ravina Lekasha, what was Shver on Ravina? Ravina, remember, is the one that said that you can be koine in Rishus Rabim, and from the Seif it's Mashma that you cannot, because it says Higbiyoi Oishihoi Tzioi Rishus Balam. And the Gemara was Medayik, or Rav Acha was Medayik, just like Agbo's got to come into his Rishus, Hoitzer's also got to come into his Rishus. And Ravina says you can make a kinyan in Rishus Rabim. Everything in my living like Kasha. He doesn't learn this dimyon, this comparison, or this smichus of Eitzor Dagba. But rather, he learns the Mishnah very, very simply. Remember, what does Ravina learn? Ravina learns that you can be koine in Rishus Rab. So he says that's what it says Beferish in the Shmishnah. Higbiyo, if he picked it up in Rishus Balam, he was koine it. Or Hoitzim Rishus Balam, he removed Rishus Balam, it's now in Rishus Harabim, he's koine it. That's why he's chayv to go and pay. So according to Ravina, he says the whole kash is only based on a faulty premise that you're making as a shtickle smichus, as a hekish v'negbia to haitzia. I don't make that hekish. Higbia is case number one. That what? If a person magbia in the rishus abalim, he's chayv, because he made a kinyan. Number two, if he didn't make a kinyan rishus balim, but haitzia rishus balim into rishus arabim, he's also chayv, because I, Ravina, hold, you can make a kinyan in the rishus arabim, and therefore the kasha nishka kasha.
Where does the machlokas start about rishus arabim, whether you can make a kinyan or not? All of a sudden it's here with Ravina and Rav Acha?
Kesuvis is a mini shas. You have every sugin shas coming through, or virtually every sugin. So we have Baruch Hashem, a sugin Shabbos, and eight
of them. Our mindset of that you can't make a kinyan rishus arabim. No, Ravina says, I never
it's a machlokas.
Where
exactly, it's a machlokas. Mitchum will have in the Bavis, we'll have more about it. Okay.